This is KCUR 89.3. The Kansas City Barbecue Society is a beloved institution in its hometown. After 3 decades, it's grown to nearly 20,000 members, and it sanctions hundreds of barbecue competitions around the country every year. But a KCUR investigation has revealed that the Barbecue Society is in turmoil and faces an unpredictable future. KCUR reporters Peggy Lowe and Dan Margulies discuss their findings.
Dan, to begin with, let's talk about how this story popped up on our radar.
Yeah, so a few weeks ago, I got an anonymous packet of documents in the mail with the Society's return address on it. I assumed it was a promotional calendar or something like that, so I didn't open it for a couple of days. And when I did, Peg, I found a note listing all kinds of alleged irregularities at the Barbecue Society. And given the crazy popularity of barbecue in this town, I decided they're probably worth checking out.
Absolutely. So you and I have confirmed at least some of these allegations through public document checks and about a dozen interviews or so. So lay out for us what we found.
Right. There's been a lot of turnover on the board, for starters. And we've learned that one of the new board members, a guy named David Qualls, is in legal hot water in his home state of Oklahoma, where the Peoria Indian tribe has accused him of misappropriating more than $2 million in connection with his management of a casino contract. And we learned also that the society is trying to sell its headquarters at 25th and Madison, which it bought just 3 years ago and renovated at great expense.
Right. That building is worth $3 million, we found. Now, I've reached out to the Barbecue Society's new CEO. Her name is Emily Detwiller, but she hasn't responded to any of my calls for comment. And, of course, you've called David Qualls in Oklahoma. He's the secretary of the board. He was not reachable, but it appears through the interviews that we did that Qualls is now the de facto leader of the board. And he's being described by all the people that we talked to anyway as a large part of the problem.
Right. Several former directors told me that he has alienated other board members by bullying them and domineering them. One of them, Mike Richter, resigned last year after referring to the negativity, quote, and bullying, unquote, of the last board election. Board minutes have him saying that, quote, I believe history will point to this as the beginning of the end of the society. Here's Mike Peters, another former director, talking about that.
He's always been the loudest voice in the room, and so that is a lot of people, I won't say cower to that, but they let the loudest voice speak, and they follow down that path.
I found it interesting that so many people were willing to talk to us, and they all seemed just sad about where the Barbecue Society is today. I talked to Arlie Bragg. He's out of Nashville, and he is right now still a member of the society, and he kept just saying everyone's very sad about this.
It's just sad that we as a society are really a good bunch of people. We're a barbecue family. Now, I guess in all families, you have an outcast or you have, somebody that doesn't fit in.
Yeah, I think it's important to point out, Peg, that virtually everyone we spoke to had nothing but praise for Society founder and executive director Carolyn Wells. She did not return our phone calls, unfortunately, but she recently announced she's stepping away from the daily work of the group, but will continue to be involved in special projects.
So now on the financial side, it looks like the society is in the red. What do we know about that?
Well, according to the tax form the society filed with the IRS for 2017, which is the last available one to us, it had revenues of about $1.8 million and expenses of about $1.9 million. That might explain why it's selling its building, which it only bought, as we said, and moved into in 2016.
The building is huge, too. The
building has 44,000 square feet, which is way bigger than needed to handle a paid staff of about half a dozen people.
That was KCUR reporters Peggy Lowe and Dan Margulies discussing their investigation into the turmoil at the Kansas City Barbecue Society. Read it at kcur.org.